Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 112 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We're on to the only martial art that starts with a Y, so we are almost finished. And we're left with a real puzzler. It's going to be a short episode today because the dumbest thing on this page is simply a word that I don't understand. The entrance requirements for Yusul, the martial art we're discussing today, say restricted to, quote, service types with good alignments or Bushido discipline. So this is a martial art that can only be taken by, quote, service types. I have no idea what this could mean or why it is here. I looked up the creator of this martial art, as I've done from time to time, as I've looked at these different real-life martial arts for the podcast, and invariably I've discovered that the stories of the people involved with real-life martial arts are vastly more interesting than anything in this book. But in this case, while the creator of Yusul is a cool guy, and you should check him out, it really did nothing to indicate to me what is meant by service in this context. Apparently, some people think online that it could mean like a military type character. I'm not really sure. The other thing that doesn't give any indication is the style itself, like the nuts and bolts. This is very middle of the road, basic punches, basic kicks, some of the cool bonuses of karate, plus you get chi mastery, plus you get some holds and flips. The only really notable thing here is that this style gets the automatic arm lock, a thing that doesn't exist. But if it is what it sounds like, because the rules don't contain this move, then it's pretty badass. That would mean that in response to any attack, you can, instead of parrying or dodging, swing your opponent around into one of those unbreakable joint locks where they're going to have to pull their elbow out of socket and faint from pain in order to escape you. Being able to whip out a finisher like that as an automatic action, that's pretty badass. But it's still not clear. Like, all we really know at this point is that service type means something involving being, like, duty-bound or basically good, and it's efficient. The most obvious answer would be that this is a martial art for military types, but they don't have the market cornered on discipline. This could be a martial art type for butlers. This would be well attested in the literature. Anime and martial arts stories do have a tradition of badass servants. I mean, what about Kato? Kato could be a master of Yusul. Also, like, the whole friggin' cast of Black Butler, they could be masters of Yusul, which incidentally makes Black Butler the only campaign idea that my two top choices to play it would be A, Ninjas and Super Spies, and B, Made the role-playing game. Or maybe it's neither butler nor military. Maybe it's just like you have a code of service, like in that movie Ghost Dog with Forrest Whitaker. Maybe he's a Yusul guy. I mean, I know literally he's a samurai, but maybe it's like that. Maybe it's for people who are, like, duty-bound and serve a master. Or, and this is my favorite option, we've already got a martial art for farmers. Why not a style for service industry workers, the faceless peasants of the modern world? Service industry work is a very natural fit for pretentious martial arts combat, because service industry warrior has seven syllables, making it an ideal second line for a haiku. Like, go in honor's name, service industry warrior. Serve the biscuits hot. I can toss these off all day, and have. Anyway, the dumbest thing on this page is that this is a concept martial art whose concept is expressed in one ambiguous word, and therefore I don't know what the fuck it's for. But this little bit of awkwardness is a mere flash in the serving tray compared to the absolute mess that we're going to encounter next time when we cover our last martial arts style on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.